This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوتي في الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار إخوتي في الله The reality is that I don't know where to start from. I am very disappointed, very stressed over certain things that I see and experience within the Muslim community. And one of the main things is that we learn this deen not to practice, but we learn this deen just for the sake of information. We come to Salatul Jum'ah every single Friday. But our behavior does not change regardless what we learned. We're not improving. We're not moving forward. Rather, we are stagnant or we're going backwards. We're not changing our lifestyle. We're not saying, this is what I did last Friday, let me move on. And let me see what I can learn this Friday and apply it so I can upgrade myself. This is not part of our agenda. At work, we read what is necessary for us to upgrade our understanding because this is my job. But when it comes to the Sharia of Ar-Rahman, we want to say the same thing, not doing anything different. And one of the things that really we heard many times and we read about is the word Al-Ukhuwa, brotherhood in Islam. Do you know? The fact is, there is no brotherhood amongst us. Do you know? I'm not saying this is what Islam teaches. I'm saying this is what our actions show. There is no brotherhood amongst us. We really do not care about one another. We don't ask about one another. We don't even bother to ask if so-and-so is dead or alive. Is he in town or not? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the man who takes care of an aramin, widows, one miskeen and the needy people, poor people, kal mujahidi fi sabilillah, awal qa'im al-layli wa sa'im al-nahar. A person who takes care of the needs of the people is as much as though he is doing jihad fi sabilillah, as though he is doing qiyam al-layl every single night, all night long. He's fasting every other day. For what? Because he's concerned about others. I'm so stressed with this. What is wrong with the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is wrong with this ummah that has its success in one book, yet we are not following it? What is our problem? Well, please, educate me, inform me. Why do we hear Islam from one ear and let it go from the other ear? Then Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَةُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ وَإِنْ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. What is this ukhuwa if there is, if it does not exist in a real life? When was the last time, ya akhi, that you visit your Muslim brother? When was the last time that you received an invitation from a Muslim brother? When was the last time you bothered yourself and said, let me go and visit my Muslim brother? It's not. See, subhanAllah, there are certain types of animals. When they see threats, they run. And when the threat is eliminated, they go back to their daily lives. Sheep, camels, goats, you know, wildebeest, all these animals, when the lions attack them, they run. As soon as the lion grabs one of them, they continue grazing and they don't bother what happened to that one. Lions that do completely have a different nature. Elephants have different nature. And that is when one of them is in trouble, they come forward to help that. When one of them is in need, they come forward to help that one. And then they carry on. But as Muslims, we are living like those cattle. Do not care about anything and anyone as long as I'm okay. Subhanallah ya ikhwati fillah. Al-ikhuwa fil Islam means action. لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثل المؤمنين في توادي مثل المؤمنين في توادي وتراحم وتعاطم كمثل الجسد. Do you know what is happening around the country? Do you know what is happening to the Muslims overseas? Do you have any idea what is coming up? Or we are oblivious about everything and we move on. Most likely, we don't care and we're not following and we don't want to know. Umar Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, stating how the Muslims used to help one another. He said, one of us received a head of a goat, Someone slaughtered his goat, and they gave the head to that man. فَقَالَ اِذْهَبُ إِلَىٰ بَنِي فُلَانِ فَإِنَّهُ أَحْوَجَ مِنِّي. He said, no. Take this and give it to my neighbor. He's more in need of than I. So they went to the neighbor. And they gave it to the neighbor. And the neighbor, he looked at that piece of meat and he said, give it to my neighbor. He's in need. He's more in need than I. And they keep giving until that piece of meat came to the first man. Now this is called concern. يقول ابن عمر فأنزل الله. At the end of the surah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجِرَ إِلَيْهِمْ حَتَّى قَالَ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ Yeah, they overlook their own need and they move on. And they help the others. إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. In the Muslim world, and in the city of Toronto, there are needs. Muslim brothers and sisters are in need. Some of them, they come to the masjid and they're asking, which is need, what we can eat for the day. But us, walillahi alhamdu, we do not pay any attention to that. Simply because we live like camels. We only concern about ourselves. There are the Muslims, ya ikhwati fi Allah, who are in trouble. Not because they commit a ma'asiyah or they break a law. No. Their claim or their crime is they are Muslims. They say la ilaha illallah, therefore they are criminals and they are charged for that. What are you doing about that? How are you helping? Do you even know that they exist? Do you even bother to know how many Muslim kids in prison? Do you even bother to know how many Muslim sisters struggling with their children? Can't even bring them to the masjid because they don't have the bus fare? And they live not too far away from the masajid and from you? Do we know about them? Did you ever come to the masjid or to the imam or to the administration and said, listen, is there any Muslims who are in need? MashaAllah, we all acted the days of Eid because we want to give zakat al-fitr. But the rest of the year, we don't know, we don't care to know. Ya ikhwati fillah, let us change. Let us start being selfish. Let us stop worrying about ourselves and let us start thinking about others. Because you have Muslimat, Muslim sisters who need your help. أقول ما تسمعون استغفر الله لكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم ارحم. إخوتي في الله. يقول أبو مسلم الخولاني دخلت مسجد دمشق بالشام وبالشام فإذا بشاب براق الثنايا. He said, I walked into the masjid of Dimashq and I saw this young man who looks very decent. والناس حوله. And they're sitting around this young man وَذَا اخْتَلَفُوا أَسْنَدُ الْأَمْرَ إِلَيْهِ وَصَدَرُوا عَنْ أَمْرِهِ. And when they differ in any matter, they will refer back to him and they will follow his suggestion. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا. I said to them, who is this man? قَالُوا مُعَاذ بْنُ جَبَل. They said, this is مُعَاذ بْنُ جَبَل رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He said, the next day I came to the masjid very early. He said that I saw Mu'adh ibn Jabal came to the masjid earlier than I. I said to myself, I must wait this man and meet this man. So I waited until he finished his salah. فقلت إني والله أحبك في الله وفي رواية أحبك لله. I love you for the sake of Allah. معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال الله, are you serious? By Allah, you really love me for the sake of Allah? I said, Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. تقدم يا إخوتي في الله. Allow you Muslim brothers to get into the masjid. تقدم تفسحوا. معاذ بن جبل said, do you really love me for the sake of Allah? قال نعم. قال فأخذ بردائي. He said, he grabbed my garment. And he brought me closer to him. And he put his arm around my shoulders. And he said, ابشر. Glad tidings. فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول وجبت محبة للمتحابين في والمتجالسين في والمتزاورين في والمتباذلين في. حديث في صحيح البخاري. He said, glad tidings for you, because I heard the messenger of Allah saying, وجبت محبتي. My محبة, my love became واجب. For whom? For those who do the action itself. Not to say one another, I love you for the sake of Allah and walk away. He said, no. Those who will sit together for my sake. Those who will visit one another for my sake. Those who will give one another for my sake. Action is involved. Not wish, not desire, not some that we have in mind. Actions are involved. So the moment that you perform these actions, the moment that you go and you visit your Muslim brother, you give your Muslim brother, you help your Muslim brother, then the mahabba of Allah will become wajib for you. Must. And you love people based on their iman. Not because he is Pakistani and you are Pakistani. He's Somali and you are Somali. He's Egyptian and you're Egyptian. And it is very apparent, very clear to us that we don't love one another for the sake of Allah, but we love one another because of our nationality, because of our associations. And that's why when we have family day, you see the Somali brothers running, mashallah, as though they're hiding from everyone else, and they sit and they sit behind closed doors. You see the Pakistani brother sitting in a little corner. You see the other brother sitting in a little corner. And we don't care about one another. Messenger of Allah said, this is not how you love one another. No. You sit with your Muslim brother because he is more righteous than you. You be with him and you be his companions because you think he's closer to Allah than you. Salman al-Farisi, Suhaib al-Rumi, Bilal, Abu Dharr and others were sitting. And Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was sitting. Abu Sufyan, Sufyan bin Abi Sufyan bin Harb came, which has accepted Islam, and the Sahaba, Bilal, who used to be tortured. Suhaib used to be tortured by the Quraysh and all these people. And then when they saw Abu Sufyan coming, they said, the source of Allah did not take their rights from the heads and the necks of the Quraysh. They referring to Abu Sufyan. Abu Bakr said, you're talking to Abu Sufyan like this and he's the chief of the Quraysh? And he walked away. He went to the messenger of Allah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is what happened and this is what I said. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ لَعَلَّكَ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ Ya Abu Bakr, perhaps you made them upset. Maybe you made Bilal and Suhaib, you made them upset on the expense of to protect Abu Sufyan. Indeed, if you made them upset, your Lord is upset with you. Your Lord is upset with you. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came back. فَقَالَ يَا إِخْوَانِ My beloved brothers, did I make you mad or upset with me? قَالُوا لَا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ No, O Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you. They love one another based on their connection to Allah. Not because he's from their family, he is from this fault, because he or she is connected to Allah, we respect, we honor, we love that person. But today we go down to the flames because he's one of us, and we will disown and abandon the others because he is not one of us. Not for Islam, but for nationalities. Not for Islam, but for tribalism. Not for Islam, but for personal gain. And this is why we are in this situation. We do not change. We did not change, and we will not change unless we start practical steps. Remember, ya ikhwati fillah, when you do something, you do it for your Muslim brother. And when you do it, you overdo it, because this is how the situation should be. Ibn Shubrana, rahimahullah, he did a great favor to his Muslim, one of his Muslim brothers. And then in return, the man came and he gave a gift to Ibn Shubrana. Ibn Shubrama said, what is this? Qala, he said, I give you back some of what you did for me. Qala, afaka Allah, may Allah protect you and pardon you. Take your wealth. La khayra fi akhin. He said, there is no khayr in a brotherhood. That the brother would not help his brother as much as he can. He said, the day that your Muslim brother doesn't help you and he's not for you at the time of need, فَتَوَضَّ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ Perform the wudu that you make for salah and pray janazah on him, he's dead. He is dead. Now how many of us are dead but sitting right here? How many of us are dead and the only weight that they have is the weight that they have on this carpet that they're sitting on? There is no action. There is no fan. Not for Muslims, not for Islam, not for deen, not for community. But we are so focused on our little own worlds. And tomorrow when something hits you, you will say, it's just another person. Wallahi, I'm positive, even though I am your khatib, I am your imam of this masjid. I am certain as I am that I will die one day. That if anything happens to me, if they come tomorrow, they say, he's a terrorist. He is this. I am certain. All of you will say, who is the next khatib? Who is the next khatib? I am so certain that majority, 99% of the people do not care about what happens to other Muslims. We move on. And we go back to our jobs as though nothing happened. And that's why, subhanAllah, this society, they know that illness. They know that illness. Yani, a reporter came to me today. He asked me about Aga Khan, Ismailis, Ahmadis, and how they unite and what they do for each other. He never asked me anything about Ahl Sunnah. Because he already knows that we are careless people. We do not bother. We don't care. So we have our job, alhamdulillah. But I'll tell you something, akhi. Hold on to your number, because you are nothing but a number. When the first number is taken, you're next. When the second person is taken, he's next. Just hold on to your number because your turn is coming. Unless you and I move and do something as a community, as an ummah, as a unit, put your science, put your differences aside and concentrate what would help the Muslim ummah and what can we do for them. Not just being extra number and when you tomorrow when they take you away or something happens to you, big deal. It's just an extra number. So you start with your family from now on. Get to know them. Get to your neighbors. Get to your new community. Ask the brothers who's next to you who he is, what is his name, where does he work. Stop being like one of those, subhanAllah, wild animals rushing out of the masjid. Doesn't care about anything except his job. Or am I late 5 minutes? What is this man is going to say about me? Take the time and sit with your Muslim brother. Socialize. Ahmad bin Hanbal, I'm sorry, if you mentioned Imam Malik, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-hadith bi sanad hasan, he said, shake hands with one another. Shake hands with one another. It breaks the walls between you. Help one another, ya ikhwati fillah. Tahabu. Learn how to care about one another. Learn to love one another. And start being like this. Start being like this. Be concerned about your Muslim brothers and sisters because anta fi afiyah today. You're in a better situation today. But tomorrow, Allahu a'lam what happened to us. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. اللهم إنك أعلم بحالنا فارحمنا اللهم إنك أعلم بحالنا فارحمنا اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله الشام وبالشام فإذا بالشاب براق الثنايا He said, I walk into the masjid of Dimashq And I saw this young man who looks very decent. وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَهُ And they're sitting around this young man وَذَا اخْتَلَفُ أَسْنَدُ الْأَمْرَ إِلَيْهِ وَصَدَرُ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ And when they're different in any matter, they will refer back to him and they will follow his suggestion. فقلت من هذا I said to them who is this man قالوا معاذ بن جبل they said this is معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه he said the next day I came to the masjid very early he said that I saw معاذ بن جبل came to the masjid earlier than I said to myself I must wait this man and meet this man. So I waited until he finished his salah. فَقُلْتُ إِنِّي وَاللَّهِ أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ وَفِي رِوَايَ أُحِبُّكَ لِلَّهِ I love you for the sake of Allah. مُعَاذِ بن جَبَل رضي الله عنه قال أَاللَّه Are you serious? By Allah, you really love me for the sake of Allah? I said, Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. تقدم يا إخوتي في الله. Allow your Muslim brothers to get into the masjid. تقدم, تفسحوا. معاذ بن جبل said, do you really love me for the sake of Allah? قال نعم. قال فأخذ بردائي he said he grabbed my garment and he brought me closer to him and he put his arm around my shoulders and he said ابشر glad tidings فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول وجبت محبتي للمتحابين في والمتجالسين في والمتزاورين في والمتباذلين في. It's a hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari. He said, glad tidings for you. Because I heard the messenger of Allah saying, wajabat mahabbati. My mahabba, my love became wajib. For whom? For those who do the action itself. Not to say one another, I love you for the sake of Allah and walk away. He said, no. Those who will sit together for my sake. Those who will visit one another for my sake. Those who will give one another for my sake. Action is involved. Not wish, not desire, not some that we have in mind. Actions are involved. So the moment that you perform these actions, the moment that you go and you visit your Muslim brother, you give your Muslim brother, you help your Muslim brother, then the mahabba of Allah will become wajib for you. Must. And in Allah, people based on their iman. Not because he is Pakistani and you are Pakistani. He's Somali and you are Somali. He's Egyptian and you know you're Egyptian. And it is very apparent, very clear to us that we don't love one another for the sake of Allah, but we love one another because of our nationality, because of our associations. And that's why when we have family day, you see the Somali brothers running, mashallah, as though they're hiding from everyone else. And they sit and they sit behind closed doors. You see the Pakistani brothers sitting in a little corner. You see the other brothers sitting in a little corner. And we don't care about one another. Messenger of Allah said, this is not how you love one another. No. You sit with your Muslim brother because he is more righteous than you. You be with him and you be his companions because you think he's closer to Allah than you. Salman al-Farisi, Suhaib al-Rumi, Bilal, Abu Dharr and others were sitting. And Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was sitting. Abu Sufyan, Sufyan bin Abi Sufyan bin Harb came, which has accepted Islam and the Sahaba. Bilal, who used to be tortured. Suhaib used to be tortured by the Quraysh and all these people. And then when they saw Abu Sufyan coming, they said the swords of Allah did not take their rights from the heads and the necks of the Quraysh. They were referring to Abu Sufyan. Abu Bakr said, you're talking to Abu Sufyan like this and he's the chief of the Quraysh? And he walked away. He went to the messenger of Allah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is what happened and this is what I said. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ لَعَلَّكَ أَغْضَبْتَهُ. Ya Abu Bakr, perhaps you made them upset. Maybe you made Bilal and Suhaib, you made them upset on the expense of to protect Abu Sufyan. Indeed, if you made them upset, your Lord is upset with you. Your Lord is upset with you. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came back. فَقَالَ يَا إِخْوَانِي, my beloved brothers, did I make you mad or upset with me? قَالُوا لَا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرِ. No, O Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you. They love one another based on their connection to Allah. Not because he's from their family, he is from this, for because he or she is connected to Allah, we respect, we honor, we love that person. But today we go down to the flames because he's one of us, and we will disown and abandon the others because he is not one of us. Now for Islam, but for nationalities. Not for Islam, but for tribalism. Not for Islam, but for personal gain. And this is why we are in this situation. We do not change. We did not change, and we will not change unless we start practical steps. Remember, ya ikhwati fillah, when you do something, you do it for your Muslim brother. And when you do it, you overdo it, because this is how the situation should be. Ibn Shubrana, rahimahullah, he did a great favor to his Muslim, one of his Muslim brothers. And then in return, the man came and he gave a gift to Ibn Shubrama. Ibn Shubrama said, "What is this?" He said, "I give you back some of what you did for me." Qala afak Allah, may Allah protect you and pardon you. Take your wealth. La khayra fi akhin, he said, there is no khayr in a brotherhood. That the brother would not help his brother as much as he can. He said, the day that your Muslim brother doesn't help you and he's not for you at the time of need, فَتَوَضَّ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ, perform the wudu that you make for salah and pray janazah on him, he's dead. He is dead. Now how many of us are dead but sitting right here? How many of us are dead and the only weight that they have is the weight that they have on this car, on the carpet that they're sitting on? There is no action. There is no fan. Not for Muslims, not for Islam, not for deen, not for community. But we are so focused on our little own worlds. And tomorrow when something hits you, you will say, it's just another person. Wallahi, I'm positive, even though I am your khatib, I am your imam of this masjid, I am certain as I am that I will die one day, that if anything happens to me, if they come tomorrow, they say, he's a terrorist. He is this, I am certain. All of you will say, who is the next khatib? Who is the next khatib? I am so certain that majority, 99% of the people do not care about what happens to other Muslims. We move on and we go back to our jobs as though nothing happened. And that's why, subhanAllah, this society, they know that illness. They know that illness. Yani, a reporter came to me today. He asked me about Aga Khan, Ismailis, Ahmadis, and how they unite and what they do for each other. He never asked me anything about Ahl Sunnah. Because he already knows that we are careless people. We do not bother. We don't care, so we have our job, alhamdulillah. But I'll tell you something, akhi. Hold on to your number, because you are nothing but a number. When the first number is taken, you're next. When the second person is taken, he's next. Just hold on to your number, because your turn is coming. Unless you and I move and do something as a community, as an ummah, as a unit, put your science, put your differences aside and concentrate what would help the Muslim ummah and what can we do for them. Not just being extra number and when you tomorrow when they take you away or something happens to you, big deal, it's just an extra number. So you start with your family from now on. Get to know them. Get to your neighbors. Get to your new community. Ask the brothers who's next to you who he is, what is his name, where does he work. Stop being like one of those, subhanAllah, wild animals rushing out of the masjid. Doesn't care about anything except his job. Or am I late 5 minutes? What is this man is going to say about me? Take the time and sit with your Muslim brothers. Socialize. Ahmad bin Hanbal, I'm sorry, in Masnad Imam Malik, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-hadith bi sanad hasan, he say, shake hands with one another. Shake hands with one another. It breaks the walls that are between you. Hug one another, ya ikhwati fillah. Tahabu. Learn how to care about one another. Learn to love one another and start being like this. Stop being like this. Be concerned about your Muslim brothers and sisters, because أنت في عافية today. You're in a better situation today. But tomorrow, Allahu a'lam what happened to us. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إنك أعلم بحالنا فارحمنا. اللهم إنك أعلم بحالنا فارحمنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا. وأقم الصلاة يرحم يرحمكم الله.